Peachy Stones, this is Tracy speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, is Prakashin?
Sure. So, am I actually calling?
Yeah, of course. My name is Taylor. I'm calling here from Cardiff.
Taylor calling from Cardiff?
Correct.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, please. Let me see if he's available.
Awesome. Slab of the week.
Thank you for calling HG Stones. We appreciate your call and we'll be back shortly.
Hello, sir?
Yes.
He's currently not at his desk. Is there something I can help you with, or can I take a message?
Yeah, before you do, is a good way to contact him through email?
Sure. His email is his first name, which is Prakash.
Prakash, there we go. Sorry about that.
At HG Stones.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, what was that last part? At what?
At HG Stones.
HG Stones.
S-T-O-N.com.
Is there an S or no?
Yes. It's Stones plural.
Gotcha. Yeah, maybe you can still help me. Is there someone else that helps him out with the financials, or is that all his deal?
In what sense?
In sense of making like financial decisions.
It depends on what kind of financial decisions. There's a few people.
Okay, like bringing it on, like financing something, like equipment or capital or something like that.
I don't think they would be interested at this time, but it would be either him or the owner.
Is the owner around?
No, not at this time.
Not at this time. Is it possible for you to take a message to pass down when one of them gets back in the desk or something like that?
Are they expecting a call or is this a sales call?
This is a follow-up on an offer. It's from a direct mailing.
Okay, so my suggestion would be to contact them via email. Because they're not typically in the office.
Okay. Not a problem.
Okay.
Thank you very
okay.
much. Have a good day.
No problem. You
Bye.
Too. Bye.